Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I do not accept a meeting just because I was invited. I don't participate in something just because it's an opportunity. Did you hear me? Because I know if we're going to get in that airplane and we're going to be believing for good weather, we're going to fly thousands of miles through all kind of conditions over all kind of territory. I need to have a knowing in me that I'm supposed to be doing this. Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes.
If I'm going to be in this city on this day, I need to have a sense in me that I'm supposed to be there. Elsewise, how can I believe for my protection? You say, well, yeah, that's important. You're a preacher. You're supposed to be led. You're supposed to be just as led if you want to be just as protected.
Amen. That's right.
Again and again, people are in cities and at times and with people, they got no reason to be there. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just some wild notion crossed their mind. And wrong things are happening.
Right.
There's one reason I started believing for aircraft. So I could only be where I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be there instead of people flying me all over the country. And I got no business in that city that day. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Gives you more control. Somebody said, yeah, but what if I need to fly the airline schedule? Well, if you're supposed to do the trip, the Lord knows what it's going to take you to get there.
Yeah.
Right? And so it'll be covered. But do you remember who was it? The Kennedy young man, Jr. John Kennedy Jr. had the plane crash. Did you read the details on that and how that happened? He was a young pilot, not trained well in instrument flying, which means you're supposed to fly when it's clear, when you can see. That's what he was legal to do. And they're flying across the water and they're going to have, what was it, a wedding? Is that what it was? And his wife and what was his sister-in-law were hours late from when he had planned to get there. When he planned to get there, it would have been where he could see and where he was qualified and legal to do. But as hour after hour went by with them doing what? What were they doing? Anyway, now it's dark, and now the conditions are where he can't see, but they feel obligated to go. They're supposed to be there. And now they're in a hurry to get there and rushed. And they all died. People don't like to think about it, but friends, sometimes just you goofing off and dragging your feet and being fleshy and making people wait on you could be the difference in just driving through the intersection or being there an hour later when the drunk driver comes through.
Amen. Right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
We should be led.
Yes.
By the Spirit. And you should not have to understand everything. When you get an urgency in you, come on, let's hurry up and get this and get around and do it. You don't have to understand that, just do it.
Yes.
Or on the opposite end, you got to check. Wait, well just wait. Why are you waiting? I don't know, but I got to check. There's been times we've got to check, don't go. And we had planned to go. Somebody said, what'd you do? We didn't go.
Amen.
What happened? Nothing.
Yes,
and that's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Lord.
Somebody said, well, nothing happened, so there wasn't nothing to it. You don't know what would have happened.
Right.
And you don't have to know.
Right.
But if you want to live and dwell under the secret place of the Most, under the shadow of the protection, you must keep His commandments.
Yes.
Look at this in 2 Samuel. Did I tell you where? 11. 2 Samuel. 11. 2 Samuel. You know, talking about these things, who was it, the crocodile man that got the pierced in his heart, you know? Irwin, I always enjoy watching him. That was really unusual, what happened to him. And people talk about that and they say, well, just one of them things, just one of those weird things. But I always look for a spiritual principle. And I heard over the news and them talking about it. He told his wife, he told all his friends that he wouldn't live long. He'd die young. Well, he did. And people think, well, that's just odd. That's just strange. No. What if you said, what's the end of this song? With long life, he will satisfy me and show me his suffering. If you're going to make it long life, you got to be protected all along the way to get there. What if you say, well, I don't know why, but I just have this eerie feeling that I'm going to die young. And I don't know why, but I just know it. I just know it in me. I don't know how I know it, but it's one of those things. I just know it. Well, then you don't believe this. And you're not saying this. And it takes you out from under the protection. And if you fear it, it'll come on you. And if you say it for years and decades and set it in motion, you'll have what you say. Hmm? Same thing happened with I didn't know him personally, but I know the man who knew him personally, a minister. Fine fella. Young, in the ministry, and got up in the middle of the night and just grabbed himself and fell dead. And at the funeral, the people were talking, they just didn't understand. What in the world? And Brother Hagin, they had called him when it first began to happen, and he said, the Lord told him, spiritual laws were set in motion long ago, and they cannot be changed at this time. Well, the guy lingered for a while. I said he fell dead, but he lingered a while, and then he died. And so, at the funeral, people were talking about it, and one of the ministers said, I think you ought to tell them what you told me to Brother Hagin. And they said, well, we know what it is. And his sibling, his brother said, I guess it was his brother or sister, whichever one, they said, he used to tell us when we're playing, we're kids, we're playing, and he'd look and say, I'll never live past a certain age. Said it to his friends, said it to his mom, said it to his folks. Spiritual laws were set in motion. What are you saying? What are you saying? With long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Is that Bible?
Yes.
Do you have a right to say it?
Yes.
And to expect it?
Yes.
Then are you going to die young from a car crash?
No.
Or a plane crash?
No.
Or a crime?
No.
Or a disease? No. You can't die at 30 and 40 and 50 and so on and be satisfied with long life. You're going to have to be protected to make it. Huh? How many making it all the way? Come on, volunteer. 2 Samuel 11. 2 Samuel 11. Now I know that you're sitting here and you're comfortable and you're thinking, well, why is it such a big deal to be so thorough and to go into so much detail? It is. But there's people watching us by internet. They have shooting two blocks from them in the street. Did you hear me? Everybody around them hates them and have threatened to kill them openly and vocally because they are Christians. They're interested in this. They don't care how long ago. Because they got to go out that door in a few hours. And it's a dangerous place out there. And you may feel safer here, but there's dangers around here too. And dead from being hit by a bus is just as dead as being shot by a terrorist. Huh? But not us. Not us. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We live, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He protects us. And we stay in that protection. And he keeps us. And we're going to make it all the way to long, long life till we're completely satisfied and ready to get out of here. 2 Samuel 11. Now, there's more than one way to get in trouble. Being protected doesn't just mean protected from physical injury. Protection covers much broader area. 2 Samuel 11. It came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. When who go to battle?
Kings.
Kings. That David sent Joab. Is Joab the king?
No.
No. Who's the king?
David.
But David didn't go. He sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. He stayed there. Mrs., what's wrong with that? Quite a few things. I said quite a few things. For one thing, many chapters later, before David was old enough to where he quit leading the army personally, he was still leading the army personally at this time. And this is David's call. If you studied his life, you'll know it was his call to conquer all his enemies. All you got to do is go back to his beginning. How did he start knowing God and the power of God? Huh? One-on-one with lions and bears. And then Goliath. Can you see? This is his call. And the people God raised up around him, some of the most courageous lions of men that the earth has ever known. Warriors. This is who he is. This is his call. This is his anointing. This is his life. And these men never fight any better than when they're fighting with him, when he's leading them. And he did it. He did it till he was old. Many chapters past this. So why is this time different? This time, he stays home. Anybody read the story? You know what happens while he's staying home? Where's the protection of God? The protection of God is when you're where he told you to be, doing what he told you to do, when he told you to do it. That's where you're protected.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Good Timing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204I. That's R1204I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.